From Vara Second School have exhibited the project work that they developed based on the new lower secondary curriculum. The competence-based curriculum is a learner-centered approach that promotes critical thinking, creativity, communication and innovation. The work of the learners unveiled a broad range of works in the areas of carpentry, electronics, textile, metalworks, ICT, among others. Rhoda John Elizabeth, a student of Form 4, says her modern ICT board project focused on solving the challenge of practical learning in ICT lab and addressing the challenge of electronic management by recycling the spoiled computer components.
I saw that our lab was not having an ICT board, and this one is a board which helps, like, let me say, the students in practical skills. Like when they will tell you that this one is a heat thing, you'll be able to understand. You'll be able to know how it looks like. And also, when it reaches like to some extent, when you connect these ICT tools, they can be able to function. It also helps the teachers in learning, like when a teacher will be teaching to support the teacher will not go further with explaining because the teacher will show the learner what it is exactly. And also, if there are a lot of ICT tools that these days people just dump them anyhow, like for example, when your phone gets spoiled, you say that it's already spoiled, you dump it away. But at least when you use it in this way, like it helps in another way, like this is another alternative that it helps in schools.
Alima Caroline, a parent, appreciates the new curriculum that gives opportunity for learners to survive even when they drop out of school.
And I appreciate the new curriculum for one thing, that every child is not destined to end up working in offices doing white collar jobs. Student, assuming, God forbid, doesn't happen, if some of them drop up a senior fraud, they'll be able to make a living for themselves. Much as it's very, very tasky for the teachers, because they have to go extra miles. They have a lot to do, and the children themselves should also reject laziness, because when you are lazy, you cannot come up with anything tangible in this project.
The director of studies in Vara Secondary School, Ezati Geoffrey, commends the learners' attitudes towards implementation of project activities.
Generally, learners have a very positive attitude towards the project, only that it is a bit demanding, and also the learners have other academic responsibilities. They must also read, they must do class activities and assignments. At the same time, they are also supposed to do projects. So in the end, you find that these activities are very demanding of the learners. Actually, they don't have enough time if they are to concentrate.
Project work is a mandatory component of the new lower secondary curriculum, and students who do not complete their projects or fail to secure project marks are not eligible for a certificate, even if they sit for their Uganda Certificate of Education final examinations.